York Region is getting a federal funding boost of more than $106 million to help stabilize its transit service and add at least 50 new shelter beds to the system. Federal dignitaries gathered at York Region headquarters in Newmarket today to announce $96 million in funding for public transit over the next 10 years beginning next year, along with $10.8 million for the region's homelessness and encampment response. The funding is expected to help stabilize transit in the long term, as well as have the region add more shelter spaces and new seasonal shelters in Georgina and Markham. Minister of Housing, Infrastructure and Communities Nathaniel Erskine Smith said the federal government is committed to addressing homelessness and helping communities. "We want to solve this problem by treating people with the compassion that they deserve, but also make sure we deliver the kind of communities that we want," he said. "Make sure we get housing built, transit built, and make sure our communities are clean and our neighbors are supported at every opportunity." United Way Greater Toronto Vice President of Community Impact and Mobilization Nathion Chung said the data is clear that homelessness is a growing issue that must be addressed. "Folks on the street aren't there because they want to party, and drugs are cool. It's because it's cold today, and the only way to get through the day is a sip of alcohol or a hit of something," he said. "We have to break that mythology. Your dedication to this issue is critical as we continue this fight, because this is not just about housing. This is not just about a welcome funding announcement. It's about people, it's about lives, it's about the future of our region." The homelessness funding reported by the region last month will bring the total amount of funding to nearly $22 million, and is also boosted by some provincial dollars. That funding will lead to an expansion of shelter beds, along with the creation of an encampment response unit and boost to drop-in programming. The announcement also covered funding from the Canada Public Transit Fund's baseline funding stream, which will see York Region Transit receive almost $96 million over 10 years, starting in 2026. The dollars are meant to give transit officials more predictability to plan service improvements in the long term. York Region Chair Eric Joliffe welcomed the funding. "Collectively, these investments will help create a more connected, inclusive and resilient York Region by strengthening public transit and addressing the critical issues of homelessness," he said, adding that the transit funding will enable us to modernize and maintain our transit. With the federal election likely to come this year, Erskine Smith addressed the stability of this long-term funding announcement. "Elections are about choices. You have here a government that's delivered public transit in a serious way," he said. In a news release, the federal government also noted provided another $22 million allocated in its 2024 budget to support individuals experiencing or at risk of homelessness through 2027-28 within York Region.